RCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where ABC News is next. It is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Joy for the friends and relatives of hostage Elkanah Bobot. These sounds from the hostage release forum. He was one of the 20 living hostages freed by Hamas, and that means that all living Israeli hostages have been released after 2 years in captivity. Meanwhile, two Red Cross buses carrying Palestinian prisoners have left a prison in Israel. All of this, the first phase of the ceasefire agreement brokered by President Trump, who was set to address the Israeli parliament, then co-chair a peace summit in Egypt about the future of the region. Both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas will be there. ABC security contributor Steve Hill says long-term,
the big threat now that the international community is going to be concerned on is, whilst we should celebrate today, looking forward to step two and step three, a long-standing enduring peace.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News. The Trump administration and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker continued to clash over the weekend after a federal appeals court blocked the president from deploying federalized National Guard troops anywhere within Illinois.
President Trump says he wants National Guard troops in Chicago to fight crime and claiming that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker should be jailed. Vice President J.D. Vance telling ABC's This Week,
I certainly think that he has violated his fundamental oath of office. That seems pretty criminal to me.
Pritzker,
come and get me. I mean, you're dead wrong, Mr. President and Mr. Vice President. And I will stand up for the law and the Constitution.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
More than 150 students from two schools in South Carolina have been placed under a 21-day quarantine after state health officials say they were exposed to measles during an ongoing outbreak. They were not vaccinated. And this morning in Stockholm, the final Nobel Prize of the year will be awarded for economics. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor from
Man to Lawn. An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the farm tire service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Veteran running back Josh Jacobs was not feeling well, but he scored two touchdowns in the Packers' 27-18 victory over Cincinnati yesterday. Replacement kicker Lucas Havrisek filling in because of an injury, booted a pair of field goals, and Jordan Love connected with Tucker Kraft on a 19-yard scoring pass. Green Bay was dominant, but still had to fight off Cincinnati, which cut the margin to 24-18 with 4 minutes left. In other NFL action yesterday, Denver 13 and the Jets 11. Carolina 30-27 over Dallas. Indianapolis beat Arizona 31-27. Chargers 29, Miami 27. The Rams 17, Baltimore 3. New England 25-19 over New Orleans. Pittsburgh 23, Cleveland 9. Seattle 20 and Jacksonville 12. Las Vegas 20-10 over Tennessee. Tampa Bay 30, San Francisco 19, Kansas City 30-17 over Detroit. A couple of games in the NFL coming up tonight, Buffalo at Atlanta and Chicago at Washington. Seattle was a winner over Toronto in the first round of the American League Championship Series. 3-1, Seattle with the win. And the Brewers take on the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series opener starting tonight. Jose Quintanas is expected to start the game for manager Pat Murphy. Also from the NHL yesterday, Washington 1-0 over the Rangers. And that is an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Fall into wellness with the community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. This October, you'll have the chance to win incredible prizes aimed at keeping you healthy. Digital thermometers, heating pads, humidifiers, and blood pressure cuffs. Shop for more spooktacular finds at the community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Prizes awarded Fridays in October. Winners will be notified. See you there.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 72. Looks like some gradual clearing and mild conditions await us today. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cool, a low of 41. 62 for Tuesday, with a 50% chance of light rain in the afternoon. Right now at WRCL, after a little bit of rain, 3/100ths of an inch of precip in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. We're up a degree from the overnight low. It is 54. Lorna Lucas on WRC Radio. Hello there, friends. Phil Nee with you. We hope you had a good weekend in southwest Wisconsin. Mine was pretty good. Got a little R&R in there. Absolutely. A little bit of dozing off before the Packer game yesterday. And then listen to most of it. I'd rather listen lots of times than watch it. But the Packers did okay, of course. And then the Brewers did, yeah, more than okay. I'm glad they won a series. That was my big thing, okay? You've had such a great year. Let's at least win a series. So this is icing on the cake. And, of course, it would be nice to knock off baseball's best team in baseball that money can buy, the Dodgers, right? We'll see. It starts tonight. Here's Steve Wariner on FM 100.9.
6 months out at sea, be coming home soon on leave. I think of her as I stand here on the deck. Stars light the sky like a Kansas City night. Reflections on the water take me back. In my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there. I've been away too long. Kansas City lights shine for me tonight. Watch over her for me till I get home. No war is ever. Sometimes it feels like no one cares. Waves are calm tonight as I take my pen and write. You're always in my dreams and in my prayers. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting. Kansas City, and as the plane touches down, I see her standing there right now. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there. Shine for me tonight. Watch over her for me till I get home. Kansas
That's Sugarland, and there's got to be something more. 54 degrees here at WRCO Studios. 6:17 the time as we get going today and get stretched out on a Monday. Got a chance to get out and ride my little bicycle a little bit yesterday, and it was a good day for that. Although, later in the day, the wind was a little deceptive, so I'm cruising along feeling pretty good, but when I turned around to go home, yeah, it was a little bit blustery there. Too much wind resistance. But nonetheless, coming up, regular features, news, weather, and sports today at 6:30, and then moving and grooving with some things going on today. We're getting into the ninth week of the high school football season this weekend, and the playoff pairings will come out already this Saturday. Eight-player football pairings came out this past Saturday, and WIA volleyball tournament action getting underway in 1 week. So, yeah, it's coming right down there for those seasons.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, Driftless Area LLC. Check us out on Facebook or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
After 33 years of dedicated service, Steve Morganson is retiring from the Lone Rock EMTs. Come celebrate Steve's years of care and commitment at his farewell party this Sunday, October 19th at the Lone Rock Fire Station. Enjoy a luncheon from noon to 1:30, followed by a meet and greet from 1:30 until 3. Stop by, share a story, and thank Steve for his decades of service to your community. That's this Sunday, October 19th at the Lone Rock Fire Station. Come help honor EMT Steve Morganson for 33 years of life-saving dedication.
This season, make the short drive to Spring Green and take a tour of Taliesin, Frank Lloyd Wright's legendary home and studio. Tours depart from the Frank Lloyd Wright Visitor Center daily through October and Fridays through Sundays until mid-December. Visit Riverview Terrace Cafe for breakfast or lunch and enjoy scenic views of the Wisconsin River. It's the only remaining Frank Lloyd Wright design restaurant in the world. You can also discover unique holiday gifts at the Wright Gift Shop. Learn more at TaliesinPreservation.org.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber Smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of the Cross, and as always, we appreciate your business.
From the WRCO Lost and Found, a black wallet was lost between the family restaurant and North Park. The number to call is 321-544-1778. 321-544-1778. That from the Lost and Found today. A busy weekend at the Richland County Fairgrounds as well. Hub City Dirt Drags went on, and lots of business in town, and trucks going by, lots of trucks on trailers and cars, and so it was a good weekend for it. These last couple of weekend events, you couldn't ask for any better weather, and you know, it looks like it's going to stay pretty nice. I mean, there are a couple of rainy days, but as we get toward middle October, this coming weekend, the forecast doesn't sound that bad either. Temperatures 73 Friday, 64 for Saturday, and Sunday around 60 degrees. Maybe some showers and thunderstorms on Friday, and that's not something we normally experience for the ninth week of the football season, but there could be some thunderstorms on Friday and Friday night with a high of 73. Right now, 54 at WRCO. It is 6:23. Here's Post Malone and Blake Shelton.
40 hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Carter taking speed down to 65. Nowhere I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way, I can't even. Stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love.
Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink.
Cause when it comes to heartaches, I'd rather give than to receive. I've never cried myself asleep, just praying I'll get through. I've never lost a love, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. never have been blue. There's no exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love not counting you. And ask the Lord above if He would only bring me the one I'm dreaming of. Begging to be taken back and swearing I'll be true has never crossed my mind, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. Not counting you, never have been blue. There's no exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost in love, not counting
Brooks on a morning get-together here from WRCO Radio. A news update is next.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. And also sponsored by BL Signs for all of your sign needs. A high of 72 expected today with gradual clearing after a few early morning sprinkles. Coming up at WRCO News next, we'll check in with some state stories and info on the local and area scene, plus a look at weather for this week.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with news. The Wisconsin State Assembly was on the floor last week and, with broad bipartisan support, passed a package of bills meant to address Wisconsin's affordable housing shortage. Also last week, State Senate Minority Leader Middleton Democrat Diane Hasselbein asked when the chamber will act. During a press conference at which Democrats introduced a pair of bills related to expanding higher education access in the state, Hasselbein noted the Senate has not been on the floor since July. She urged her Republican colleagues to, quote, get to work. The Office of Senate Majority Leader, Oostburg Republican Devin Lemahue, did not respond to an email request for comment. A bill being considered at the Capitol would bar health insurance companies from requiring providers to accept virtual credit card payments. Chiropractor and State Representative Clint Moses of Menominee is the bill's author. At a recent public hearing, he said, this payment method has a pitfall for providers, sticking them with the fee that they end up having to absorb and basically pass on to other patients. Patrick Teep, a dentist and legislative advocacy chair of the Wisconsin Dental Association, compared virtual credit card payment requirements to deductions on your paycheck that you did not authorize. He said the payment method is not only not transparent, but it is not fair business practice. The bill wouldn't prohibit healthcare providers from accepting virtual credit card payments, but insurance companies would have to make any extra associated costs clear in contracts with providers. A deer farm in Portage County has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The positive result came from a three-year-old buck. The property has been quarantined and will remain that way until Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the U.S. Department of Agriculture vets and staff conduct an investigation. CWD is a fatal neurological disease of deer, elk, and moose caused by an infectious protein that affects the animal's nervous system. More info on CWD in Wisconsin can be found on DATCAP's website. A big expansion for a major southern Wisconsin employer. Purina celebrated the opening of a third production line at their Jefferson facility on Saturday. The $350 million expansion has added 120 new employees and increased production at the pet food factory by 45%, according to company leadership. The factory has been in Jefferson for 115 years, and Purina officials say they are committed to remain in Wisconsin and continuing to work here. The Richland Center Historic Preservation Committee has announced the state historical sign unveiling honoring former Governor Vernon W. Thompson at a ceremony to be held Wednesday, November 5th. Vernon Thompson was born on November 5th, 1905 in Richland Center. He went on to serve as Wisconsin's 34th governor from 1957 through 1959, and this signage is to honor his connection to the community and to Richland County. He graduated from Richland Center High School in 1923, and after college served as mayor of Richland Center from 1944 to 1950. Following his term as governor of Wisconsin, he served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1961 through 75. He was buried in the Richland Center Cemetery following his death in 1988. You are invited to attend the unveiling in Richland Center at the Community Center parking lot next to Kroska Park at 4:30 Wednesday afternoon, November 5th, with a light social to follow in the Community Center Conference Room. A vehicle crash and car theft in two different counties were found to be related over the weekend. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reported that Friday morning at approximately 1, the Sheriff's Office 911 Communication Center received a report of an auto theft in the village of Reedstown. A 2014 Chevrolet Cruze was taken without permission from the 500 block of South Mabin Street. Just before 2, the Richland County Sheriff's Office was notified that a motor vehicle crashed west of Richland Center. Upon further investigation and close communication between both sheriff's offices, it was determined that both incidents were connected. As a result of the dual investigations, Richard Dean Heal, 55, of Reedstown, was arrested and transported to the Richland County Sheriff's Office. Friday afternoon, Heal appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court via Zoom from the Richland County Jail. Bond was set at $10,000 cash He is due back in court October 28th. Formal charges will be sought through both the Vernon County and Richland County District Attorney offices. In addition to auto theft and impaired driving, the Sheriff's Office is also recommending bail jumping charges because the defendant is on bond for 8 court cases in 3 counties. Both the Crawford and Sauk County District Attorney offices will be notified of the alleged violations of bonds issued in their respective counties. 2 blood drives are being held today in the area. The first will be held from 10:30 until 4 at the Reedsburg campus, with a second from 1 until 6 at the Laval Fire Department. You can help patients this fall and make an appointment to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood donor app. UW-Madison police say it was a slightly more sedate crowd at Camp Randall Stadium over the weekend. Police arrested 16 people and ejected 28 on Saturday as the crowd watched the Iowa football team dismantle the Badgers 37-0. 14 people were cited for underage drinking. 3 people had blood alcohol levels over 0.2. And that on Saturday night during Badger homecoming, which is normally maybe a little bit more active for police. And people who falsely claim a pet as a service animal would face fines under a Republican-authored bill moving through the legislature. Manitowoc State Representative Paul Tittle authors the legislation and says it's very easy for someone to fraudulently claim a pet as a service animal. Under the bill, violators could be fined up to $200 for their first violation and up to $500 for future violations. The bill passed in the Assembly last week and now heads to the Senate.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
It'll be a warmer day again today, 72 degrees for the high, and a possible gradual clearing as the morning goes on. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cool, a low of 41. Tuesday, 62 with a 50% chance of light afternoon rain. And Wednesday, 58. Thursday, 68 with isolated showers possible. And showers or a thunderstorm Friday with a high of 73. Right now in Richland Center, after overnight rain, 3/100ths of an inch of rain recorded here at the studios, we're at 54 degrees. Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland McIntosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
WRCO Sports. Today, we have an update on sports coming up for you here in just a moment. It is courtesy of the Homesteader Store, and we'll check out some local and area notes as we get started with another week in high school sports. Details on the Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series beginning tonight as well, and a Packer win yesterday.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive, while LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Recapping over the weekend sports, a highlight again for the Richland Center Ithaca boys cross-country team. They won the Riverdale Invitational on Saturday, scoring 34 as a team to Brookwood's 92. The next closest team was Boscobel in third place with 100, Reedsburg fourth, and Kickapoo LaFarge ran fifth. Richland Center freshman Owen Dreyer had the top score, the top time of 16:03. Clayton Lee of Ithaca Weston Richland Center was in second place with a time of 16:29, and Ryan Stadler ran fourth for RCI, Robert Budden 11th, leading the way for their first place win. Westby won the girls team effort with a 50 to Lancaster's 53. Third place was Viroqua, and fourth place River Ridge, fifth place Brookwood. River Valley won a soccer game on Saturday, 7-0 over Cooley Christian Providence Academy. And on today's schedule, Weston High School Volleyball will host a Pink Out the Gym night tonight. JV will play at 6, varsity at 7:15. A distinguished alumni plaque dedication will be held at 7. The evening also includes concessions and other fundraisers, with all the proceeds going to Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. There is JV football tonight, including Broadhead at Richland Center, River Valley at New Glarus. The JV game for Brookwood at Ithaca, that has been canceled. Riverdale scheduled to play Blackhawk in JV football tonight. Veteran running back Josh Jacobs was not feeling well, but he scored two touchdowns in the Packers' 27-18 victory over Cincinnati on Sunday. The Bengals have lost four in a row. Replacement kicker Lucas Havrisik booted a pair of field goals, and Jordan Love connected with Tucker Kraft on a 19-yard scoring pass. Green Bay was dominant, but Cincinnati cut the margin to 24-18 with 4 minutes left. The Packers are on the road coming up, playing the Arizona Cardinals for their next game. Elsewhere yesterday in the NFL, Denver edged the Jets 13-11, Carolina 30-27 over Dallas, Indianapolis 31, and Arizona 27, Chargers 29, Miami 27, Rams 17, Baltimore 3, New England 25-19 over New Orleans, Pittsburgh 23, Cleveland 9, Seattle 20-12 over Jacksonville, Las Vegas 20, and Tennessee 10. It was Tampa Bay 30, San Francisco 19, and Kansas City 30-17 over Detroit in the Sunday night game. There are two Monday night football games again tonight, Buffalo at Atlanta, and Chicago plays at the Washington Commanders. The Brewers take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series starting tonight. Jose Quintana is expected to start the game for manager Pat Murphy. Milwaukee beat the Cubs 3-1 over the weekend to advance. Solo home runs by William Contreras, Andrew Vaughn, and Bryce Terang provided all the offense. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski earned the victory with four solid innings of relief. The Brewers with the win snapped a streak of six straight postseason series losses. The American League Championship Series got underway last night with Seattle getting the win against Toronto by a score of 3-1. Also in sports, the Badgers were never competitive in a game labeled must win for the program against Iowa Saturday. The Hawkeyes won the Heartland Trophy for the fourth straight season, 37-0. Coach Luke Fickell told reporters, "Well, that's as low as it can be." He apologized for failing to have his team ready to compete. Wisconsin faces Ohio State and Oregon over the course of the next couple of weeks. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
I've never seen two people in my life more determined to ignore the obvious. been a rolling stone. All my life, flying all alone. Flying blind, I've seen it all. I've been around, I've been lost, and I've been found.
Chris Young on WRCO Radio. Among the news notes today, an alternate Super Bowl halftime show is being organized. Conservative counter event planned by Turning Point USA, bringing out stars such as Kid Rock, Travis Tritt, Jason Aldean, and Lee Greenwood. That's kind of been brewing and in the works. The Super Bowl halftime show this year, the star of the show is to be Bad Bunny. And so there are a few alternate ideas for the upcoming Super Bowl. I don't know a lot about Bad Bunny, but I don't know that I've been able to relate to any of the music of the last several years. But maybe that's because I'm getting a little bit older. So, yeah, I mean, if they brought out, like, let's say, Herman's Hermits and Journey, and you know, I'd be like, woohoo, way to go. But nonetheless, it's not for me to decide. We had a daytime high of 71 yesterday, right? And we're headed towards 72 today. Living the dream temperature-wise here for October. Right now it is 54 degrees.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, TriStar Gifts and More welcomes shoppers with a fresh selection of autumn treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will appreciate Amish-built hunting blinds, offering panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for ultimate comfort. This fall, TriStar Gifts and More brings the magic of the season to life. Find them on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The cooler fall weather is here, and now is the time to get to Mr. G's in Richland Center and Viroqua to update your fashions and footwear. Step into style with Mr. G's remarkable selection of boots, sneakers, and dress shoes. Cozy casuals to rugged work boots. They have it all. Refresh your wardrobe. Check out the great selection of dresses, sportswear, formal wear, and active wear. Get ready for a fashionable fall and winter season at Mr. G's in the Richland Square in Richland Center and in Viroqua.
For all your shoe and clothing needs, Boom. Shoes me. Mr. G's.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
From breakfast through dinner, Muscatty Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza offer something for every meal. Customers can start their day with a hot, cheesy breakfast pizza, enjoy a hearty hunk of pizza at lunchtime, and bring home a delicious 12-inch pizza with wings for dinner. Known for friendly hometown service, this local favorite treats every guest like family. While there, visitors can also fill up with top-quality fuel. Orders can be called in ahead at 739-3733 for quick pickup. Muscatty Mini Mart remains the community's trusted stop for great food, welcoming faces, and more.
72, the projected high for today. Right now, it is 54 degrees. Coming up, we'll give you an update on ABC News. It looks like we need to give you another clue in the 4-H medallion hunt as well. We're kind of getting down to the wire there and trying to nail down where that might be. So we'll give you a clue coming up in a few right here on WRCO. This is John Barry.
I don't want to lose you, but even a fool could see every day your love is slipping a little bit further away from me. So I'll be the one to say goodbye, 'cause your heart's already gone. Pack my bags, take the midnight train, unless you say I'm wrong. Change my, say you couldn't live without me. Say you're crazy about me. With a look, with a touch, change my mind. I'm looking in your eyes for the love we left behind. It's not too late to change my mind. just stop trying to please each other. But if it's really over, why can't I walk away? Tell me I'm making a big mistake. Beg me to stay. Change my mind. Say you couldn't live without me. Say you're crazy about me. With a look, with a touch. Change my mind. I'm looking in your eyes for the love we left behind. It's not too late to change my mind. Give me half a reason to give it one more try.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. 54 degrees at 7 o'clock, and our update from ABC News is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
Congratulations! The doctor said that you have a baby on the way. Did you know that you can find gently used baby clothes at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? Our sizes start with preemie and grow from there. All of our consigned clothing is in like-new condition and priced to sell because we know that saving money is vital when a baby is on the way. Come visit us at the Creative Outlet. We are located on Court Street in the historic downtown Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. It's been a day of joy in Israel as all 20